Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Commissioner Sabatini.
Roll call again.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli? Dugie?
Still here.
Flynn? Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Coco?
Here.
Vosburgh?
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Veronica Kleinfeld.
Thank you. God of power and might, wisdom and justice, through you, rightly administered laws are enacted and judgment is decreed. Assist with your spirit of counsel and fortitude the Board of Commissioners and other leaders in Macomb County. May we always seek the ways of righteousness, justice, and mercy. Grant that we may be enabled by your powerful protection to lead our county with honesty and integrity. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Adoption of the agenda, and the only modification would be the memo that you have on your desk for the SEMCOG board appointment. From yesterday, where Steve Marino was going to take the alternate spot for former Commissioner Tony Mosseri. Steve Marino will replace Bob Smith as the delegate, and Bob Smith will serve as the delegate to SEMCOG. Is that my understanding?
No.
Bob Smith will serve as Steve Marino's alternate. Is that correct? Seeing no other additions or subtractions. Commissioner Miller?
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Miller. Supported by Sauger. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is adopted. Approval of minutes dated 219, 310, and 312-15.
So moved.
Moved by Dugie. Supported by Vosburgh. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The approval of minutes are passed unanimously. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? It is going once, going twice, going three times. Public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive. There is none at this time. Infrastructure and economic development. There was no report from there. Commissioner Carabelli isn't here, but as you all know, we were at Freedom Hill and saw some of the improvements within that facility at Independence Hall. Finance, which is on page one, without objection, we'll...
I'll move to waive the reading of the minutes.
I just ask that number 10 be separated to the remainder of the balance. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those pass unanimously. And a no vote on number 9 is carried over for Commissioners Marino and Sabatini. On number 10, I just want to make sure that we're doing this properly. A motion was made by Flynn, supported by Sauger, to recommend that the Board of Commissioners adopt the 2015 Macomb County, Michigan Organizational Plan as amended. A copy of the Board of Commissioners' action is directed to be delivered forthwith to the Office of County Executive. Moved by Miller, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The organizational plan as amended passes unanimously. Resolutions. We'll take these separately. Item A is amending paragraph 13 of the bond resolution authorizing the County of Macomb to issue the County of Macomb Retirees Health Care Bond Series 2015. Sabatini voted no at committee. To Corp Counsel, since this is a bonding item, do we need a roll call?
Roll call.
A roll call vote will be taken. I'm sorry, we do need a motion. Moved by Miller, supported by Marino.
Okay. Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Sabatini?
No.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Vosburgh?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli? Dugie?
Yes.
Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Okay. Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes. The clerk will read the roll.
11 yes, 1 no vote. The no vote was Sabatini.
Thank you. The item passes.
All right, Joe.
B, resolution B, supporting the nomination of Nancy M. White to the African Women's Hall of Fame, offered by the board chair on behalf of the board. Moved by Commissioner Tocco, supported by Commissioner Miller. Any discussion? Commissioner Tocco.
Are we adding all of the board members to this?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the nomination deadline is the 21st, and we have the form completed, and we'll send that out tomorrow morning.
Very good.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The item passes unanimously. C, approving fund advance agreement between the county and the Human Services Board, offered by the board chair on behalf of the board, recommended by Finance Committee. Moved by Tocco, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes unanimously. I want to thank everybody behind the scenes who helped make this possible. I think this is a more streamlined approach, and it's something that may not need to occur for temporary funding assistance, but if it does, this is in place well before the fact. Appointments. Executive appointment with board concurrence, and hopefully I can say this correctly, Steve Marino will replace Bob Smith as delegate, and Bob Smith will become Steve Marino's alternate. Moved by Tocco, supported by Vosburgh. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item carries unanimously. Congratulations, Steve, and congratulations, Bob.
George, oh, yeah.
I don't know how you finagled that.
Well done.
It's kind of how I got him to be Sergeant at Arms, I think. Board Chair Report. Won't be too long because most of the stuff for the Board Chair's Report the stuff that we've been working on, finalizing the OPEB bond sales, resolving this Martha T. Berry issue for temporary funding assistance. The attorneys will meet next week. There's three outstanding issues, one being the $935,000 that should be in the social welfare fund, or we think it should be in the social welfare fund. And then there's some issues over the OPEB liability coverage for them, and then there's the issue over the budget amendments for their internal services costs, which Commissioner Smith brought up. So hopefully the attorneys will address that and come to some sort of amenable resolution. Payroll process changeover, so everybody knows the payroll process, the dates will change so it's synchronized, and that will start in April. It's something that you guys have been informed about and that HR has been working on probably for about a year and a half to implement. BOC upgrades, obviously we've talked a lot about that those are the only files for the Board of Commissioners, historical records in the library, and so we've tried to digitize those and make those electronic. It has been an extremely cumbersome process. Whenever you get into these IT things, nothing seems like it's easy, but we're finally got put up to the front for priority because it is something that IT deemed as important. And then they do have a couple project managers that are working on that from Sandy Jurek's staff. So we are moving forward in that process and just wanted to update the board. On April 1st, the Green School Ceremony will be from 9 to 10:30. It's an abbreviated program like last year. I think we were in and out of there within an hour and 15 minutes, and I think it went better than previous years. Volunteer recognition program. The nominations are due by, it says April XX. Courtney, is there a date? April 20th. And the recognition will be planned for June. We still have our book drive going underway. It's in the last couple weeks here. From everything we hear, it's been successful, and so hopefully we get a strong push towards the end of the month. March is reading month. There's still a week and a half left, 11, 12 days. Many commissioners want to set up their first reading or their second or third readings. We'd be happy to help coordinate that. And then the upcoming road town hall meetings, March 23rd, March 30th, March 31st, April 8th, April 14th, and April 21st. You see the corresponding locations that are there. There won't be one in Clinton Township for informational purposes, but we think that that's a strong showing. We've worked with Michigan State Extension and the Citizens Research Council, so If anybody has anything that we can do to push out the word on that, or if you need help in your districts, let our office know. Tomorrow morning, there's the Macomb Chamber Public Policy Update that they have probably quarterly. It's at the Ukrainian Cultural Center in Warren in Commissioner Duje's district. I will be attending. I think Commissioner Duje and Commissioner Brown, will you be attending?
Yes.
Commissioner Marino, if anybody else would like us to get a ticket, please let us know. We can do our best to get you one in the morning. And then there's a parking structure update meeting on March 23rd. We're meeting with all the... We're meeting with all the department heads and countywide elected officials to talk about how the construction project is going to move forward and how that's going to impact parking. And then the Treasurer's Annual Breakfast Seminar is March 27th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Fern Hill. Correspondence, you see those attached, and some media articles. Need a motion to receive and file and then take questions?
So moved.
Moved by Marino, supported by Smith. Commissioner Smith?
Yeah. Chair, I want to know if you had any idea. I was contacted by one of the department heads that they were already notified that the parking lot and the underground structure was planned to be closed on May 1st. Have you heard that yet?
That's probably around the target deadline.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the finalized date, but I know that by the end of March, they were going to start trying to prep for it through April, and then sometime in May start the project.
And this whole prep is trying to figure out where everybody that parks under and there is going to park for the next 6 or 8 months?
Yes, but a lot of that planning's already been done in January and February to try to find space in the other parking structure on the other side of the campus.
And we're going to be made aware of that as soon as it's solidified? Or
yes.
Okay.
But I don't have that target date. But I think that's what Monday's meeting's about. I think that if any commissioners did want to attend, I'm sure that the executive would be, well, I shouldn't speak on their behalf, but I'm sure commissioners would be invited to attend if they're interested in it. Commissioner Smith, anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Is there any update on when Commissioner Miller and I will have our parking spaces
closing all of it
back before they're taken away again?
You really must have angered somebody. I spoke to Lynn today. That's part of the prep work for the bigger project, and so we're trying to find you temporary parking spots and maybe dedicate the Board of Commissioners spots for guest parking for you two.
Oh, I was told that was that was a water pipe break related.
I called Lynn from facilities this morning, and she says that's part of the bigger project to start prepping and creating an entrance off the first floor.
All right, thank you.
So I don't know who you heard that from, but I called Lynn this morning in regards to that.
Dee Maria.
I thought that Commissioner Sabatini was responsible for that.
Are there any other questions for the board chair report? Seeing none, all those in favor to receive and file?
Aye.
Any opposed? The chair's report is filed. Any new... Actually... under new business, I'll bring it up. Commissioner Sager?
Yeah, I was just curious about, I remember on Tuesday there was going to be a resolution against DTE for their proposed rate increase, and then we were going to follow it up with letters to all the cities and municipalities to help support that resolution. Is that still going on right now?
That was not on the agenda. Commissioner Carabelli worked with Andrew and apparently wanted it off the agenda this month and bring it back in April.
Coming back then.
Bring it back in April when a representative from DTE would be here. But Andrew, you can elaborate on your conversation.
So we invited Ron Chris to our April infrastructure meeting, and Commissioner Carabelli decided to address the resolution at that time.
Good. Thank you.
On a related story, there was an article that I shared with the commissioners. Courtney sent it around, talking about the 10 energy plants in our state that are closing down as a result of for a variety of reasons. And you might want to look at that article. That tells what we were talking about Tuesday at the operations services meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other new business, Mr. Brown?
Separate topic. I was unable to attend the finance meeting on Wednesday. I was attending a SEMCOG policy committee meeting. It's downtown, and so I'd ask that be excused from the record, for the record.
Would somebody be willing to make that motion? Moved by Miller, supported by Marino.
Thank you, colleagues. Appreciate it.
The vote hasn't been taken yet, Commissioner.
I'm anticipating.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Wait, put your hand down.
Your absence is excused for legitimate county-related business function per our board rules and our pay resolution. The other new business is that we had our first meeting for the Intermediate Trust on Tuesday afternoon. Commissioner Brown, which got appointed last week, myself, Deputy Executive Delvin, Finance Director Smiegel, and Jerry Moffitt for Ted Wabi met for the first time. We adopted Robert's Rules of Orders for the first time while we're developing bylaws, but more importantly, we're putting out bids for RFP for financial investment consultants, for a long-term custodial bank, and for independent counsel. And then for the meantime, while we get the money on the 31st before we develop the investment strategy, we designated the treasurer, gave him the authority to put it in one of the four reputable banks. I believe it was Chase, Bank of America, Huntington, or Comerica Bank for the meantime. And we don't want it parked there for that long because it only gets about 30 basis points or 0.3% of interest. So we want to make sure that we move this forward as quickly as possible. Commissioner Brown was elected vice chair, and I was elected chair of the interim trust. Any questions as it relates to that? Seeing none. Any other new business? Seeing no new business. Public participation. It's a lively crowd. Going once. Going
not
twice.
All at once.
Going three times. Public participation is closed. Clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli. Dougie.
Absolutely.
Flynn. Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini? Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Motion to adjourn.
Toko?
Here.
Bosberg?
Here.
Motion adjourned by Duje, supported by Bosberg. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank God.